Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be with me here on God Is. And this is a special day because 1 year ago, on this date, October 30, 2017, this ministry began. 261 broadcasts later, 261, we are here with one another. Every weekday, Monday through Friday, we have journeyed together through the Bible learning about the perfect character of God. We believe there is only one God. We invest our faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, all for the glory of God alone. Jesus is God's Son, the only perfect person to ever live on earth, and He is the way, and the truth, and the life, and no one comes to God but through Him. Jesus never, ever sinned, and therefore was the unblemished sacrifice for sin that God put on the cross to die for the sins of every person who would ever or will ever believe in Him for the forgiveness of their sins. And there Jesus died, but God raised Him from the dead. And likewise, we who believe in Jesus will also be raised. Our bodies will be changed, and we will live forever in heaven, worshiping God in immortal bodies. This is what the Bible says, and we believe it. We are all sinners, myself first and foremost among you. But thanks be to God. He has chosen me from before the foundation of the world, says Ephesians 1. And He has chosen you, all of you, if you have genuinely put your faith alone in Christ alone, before the foundation of the world, Genesis 1, to be saved, rescued, and delivered from sin by His grace alone. This is what the Bible, the Word of God alone, so clearly teaches us, and this is what we believe. And every day on this one-year-old broadcast, I proclaim to you this God-inspired, inerrant, that is without error, infallible, never wrong, and absolutely trustworthy, and God-breathed living word. God reveals to us exactly who He is through the Bible, and we have learned so much. And I'm excited to say that we'll keep on learning about Him because we've only just begun. So as we celebrate this birthday, together, you and me, we do so looking forward to what God Himself has in store for this ministry in the days ahead. We're going to continue on with where we left off yesterday in Acts 2, but first, just give me a moment to thank God for His grace and strength to do this broadcast every day. If you're a praying Christian, please join me in prayer. Dear Father, God, thank you for commanding me to proclaim who you are to the world through these radios and via the internet. I am especially grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ, my Master, my Lord, and my Savior, and for the power of the Holy Spirit who lives in me in His abiding presence. You know this is hard to do, day in and day out, week in and week out, but you have been my rock, a mighty and ever-present source of help, of discipline and instruction. I love you, and I do this for you and for no other. Lord, use the ministry of God Is. Please draw the people of New England and the world to you. Renew your church and revive your world. Drag us to you in repentance for our sin, and through the Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us. Make your wonders known in the darkness and your righteousness in this land of forgetfulness. We remember you, Almighty God. We praise you. We honor you forever and forever. Amen. Finally, I also want to thank my dearly and deeply loved wife, whose constant and steady encouragement and prayer for me, this ministry, and for you, the listeners, is worth more than words could ever capture. I love you. She has given me the space, time, and focused attention God Is requires, and any benefit you have received from our time together is a direct result of her steadfast support of what is done here. And my mom, who listens faithfully and supports me in fervent prayer, and by her many sacrifices through these years, since she, also on this week of my birthday, brought me into this world. Thank you, Mom. And I want to thank all my faithful listeners, especially those who receive my prayer email, which any of you can receive if you ask for it, by the way, and pray for us. I want to thank Basil and Pat at WEZE in Boston for accepting this ministry into the daily lineup on WROL and WEZE, and I am grateful for your ongoing encouragement. Thank you all. And truly, I mean this, to God be the glory. Great things he has done, is doing, and will continue to do. Now let's start our second year together now. And we do so by again learning about the power of God. Specifically, we have been experiencing the power of God, the Holy Spirit, this third person of the Trinity. And in Acts chapter 2 and verse 14, the Apostle Peter has launched his sermon defending and defining the coming of the promised Holy Spirit on the believers in Jesus Christ at Pentecost. Let's start today at verse 16. I will read verses 16 through 17 of Acts chapter 2. But this is what was spoken of through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth my Spirit on all mankind. By quoting Joel at the start of his sermon, what is Peter doing? I'll put it to you this way. He's saying that the coming of the Holy Spirit in power on the day of Pentecost is the fulfillment of what God promised before to the prophets. Joel was a prophet, and he prophesied that God would pour forth his Spirit on all mankind. Hence, here then comes the Spirit in Acts 2. The coming of the Spirit is God fulfilling his word, God coming through on his promise, which he always does. We must understand, this, says Peter, is the link between what is our testaments. Let's look at Joel's statement, quoted in Acts 2 a little more closely. To begin with, what is this phrase, in the last days? This is a very common statement in the Old Testament. If you know your Old Testament well, then you are familiar with this. It speaks of the time when the Messiah will come to establish his kingdom on earth. Now, on this point, you and I know something that the Jews in the Old Testament did not, for the most part, know. We have the entire Bible, including the New Testament. And from this, and our vantage point in history, living after the first coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, we know there are two separate comings. Jesus came as an infant baby 2,000 years ago. That is his first coming. And Jesus Christ's return, his second coming, is still now, today, future. But we believe, based on the testimony of the New Testament, that Christ is coming again. We live in an in-between period, the now and the not yet, and we eagerly await, indeed pray for the return of Jesus Christ. Come again, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, come again today. Now I want to be clear about something important. When we read the Old Testament today, we can absolutely see the two comings of Christ are clearly taught there. For example, read Isaiah chapters 9 and 53, and you will read about the Prince of Peace and the Suffering Servant. That's read Isaiah chapters 9 and 53. These are both clearly descriptions of Jesus Christ. Okay, with that clarified, let me move back to the quote-unquote last days spoken about by Joel and quoted by Peter. Peter's point is that the last days began with Christ's first coming. Let me briefly quote Peter again to you. This is in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20. This is 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20. For Christ was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but has appeared in these last times for the sake of you. Did you hear Peter there say last times? That is the equivalent of last days. So yes, we can accurately say that the last days have been ongoing for 2,000 plus years. God is patient, my friends. God is very patient. And he's using the times in which we live, these last days, to draw unbelievers, the ungodly, and the people who have thus far rejected Jesus Christ to him as Lord in repentance for sin. And this includes Jewish people within the sound of my voice. God is calling you to have faith in his son Jesus, the true and only Messiah. Bow before him now, before his return to the earth. We're looking a little more closely at Joel's words, quoted by Peter in Acts 2, verse 17, and we've talked about in the last days. And now let me make a brief comment about, I will pour forth my spirit on all mankind. I only have time to tell you this. The period here is the millennial kingdom. That is a still future time in which Christ will rule on the earth for 1,000 years, and there will be perfect peace, also prophesied in Isaiah 9. Now, you might be thinking, whoa, tell us more about this, Mark. Oh, I'd love to, but now is not the time to do so. What we need is to simply note this in our Bibles and circle back to the purpose for which we are in this sermon of Peter's. We want to see how Peter answers the charge that those who received the Holy Spirit were just drunk. And Peter quotes Joel to say, "The coming of the Holy Spirit in power on the day of Pentecost is the fulfillment of what God promised to the prophets." The coming of the Spirit is God fulfilling his word, God coming through on his promise. And the Spirit descending on these people in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost is also a foretaste of another outpouring of the Holy Spirit during the millennial reign of Christ. God ministers in a systematic and orderly fashion throughout history, and there is still a lot more of God's power to come. Is there ever? God is power, and he will continue to rule the world in power until the end. And we will learn more about the power of God tomorrow, right here on God Is.